welcome, welcome, welcome. What a PM show on Sports Weekend Edition we have for you today. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The legendary television entertainer, the actor extraordinaire from Hunter, Crisis, Agent X, so many Land's End, another great TV show, one of the first syndicated TV shows, so many great movies and more. But the all-pro defensive end who was signed by the New York Giants, briefly had a breath of air when he was signed by the New England Patriots, never even got on the field. But for many years, a career with the then and the now Los Angeles Rams. I'm talking about the one and only L.A. Ram Hall of Fame extraordinaire man, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
What happened to the last 20 years is what I want to know.
What happened?
It's all running together, isn't it?
You are going to be so in demand now, Fred Dreyer. There's going to be speaking engagements. They're going to want to get you and other former players to start welcoming the Rams. Where were they, by the way? Do we know where they were?
Yeah, they were in Midwest.
Was that where they were?
They were down near the Mississippi.
They disappeared for 20 years. I used to go to the Coliseum every Sunday. I sit there with my little Ram flags, and there's no team.
No, I know.
I don't know where they were.
I got to tell you something. You know, going to USC games, you know, in the last 20 years.
That's
I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's and then you realize this is the ghost town without the Rams there.
It is. It's like there was no professional football in Los Angeles for 21 freaking years.
21 years. There's a whole generation of people who have no idea what Ram football is. And it really is interesting. You know, there's lots of conversations by people that have really surfaced in the last 48 hours, 24 hours anyway, that really reflect the fact that there's a lot of people here who are absolutely thrilled, and there's other people here who could care less.
Well, I'm one of the ones that are thrilled.
So am I.
I'm excited. We're going to talk about this. This is the topic, the NFL returning to Los Angeles. The NFL, in my mind, has been a minor league sport when you don't have a franchise in the second biggest city in the United States of America.
We also have at the bottom of the hour, halfway through the show, we have David Vasse.
David Vasse going to be our
guest.
Who spent
the last 3 or 4 days in Houston on this situation, and he'll check in with us. We have lots more to talk about. There's stuff here that you're not going to believe, but we'll be right back.
Fred Dreyer Sports on CRN and Sports Byline. Stay with us.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreher Weekend Edition Sports Program, coming to you from the auspices of CRN Radio and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only acting legend and sports superstar, all-pro defensive end, formerly of the Rams, maybe re-signed by the new Los Angeles Rams. I'm talking about Fred Dreher.
Thanks so very much. You know, folks, the Rams are officially back. It's not a dream. It's happening.
Fred, for years they were trying to do this. For years. Yeah, Come on.
I know. But who? Who was trying
to do
this?
Well, they were trying to get a team in L.A., and now finally they got a owner who was able to put the deal in.
Well, you're not selling me. I mean,
I know. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
I mean, well, are you all right?
I'm okay.
You want to step out for
a minute? The Rams are back, everybody.
Gee whiz.
St. Louis people are going nuts, crying
their
eyeballs out.
Well, before we talk about them, let me just say something here.
Lay it down for us.
For 21 years, the Rams were in St. Louis. Nobody here in this town cared about that. There was a group here that was the forever Rams team. You know, if they were always, no matter where the Rams go, we're going to root for them. That's fine. That's great. But that doesn't really matter now. Because they're back. Yes, St. Louis feels jaded. Yes, they hate Stan Kroenke. And yes, they hate the commissioner. But I'll just say this, and I tweeted this the last couple of days, especially last night. I must have tweeted 50 people and commented on this.
Fred underscore Dreher, if you want to follow him on
that's
Fred
right.
underscore Dreher.
And what that was St. Louis had two football teams and lost both of them.
Cardinals.
Okay, they lost the Cardinals.
They went to Arizona.
The owner there just ran the team into the ground. The fans said, "We're choosing not to show up." Okay.
Right.
Then the owner said, "Well, if you're not going to show up,
I'm out of here.
I got to leave."
Yeah.
And they said, "Well, we don't care." So he left. Then they started to care and got angry. Right.
Yep.
Now some years went along. This idiot that used to own this franchise out here.
It was a woman, wasn't it?
Yes. She decided to throw a tantrum.
Georgia Frontier,
and to say, "Well, you guys aren't very nice to me, and you boo me, and you're not going to show up. So I'm going to leave. I'm just going to leave." So she leaves to St. Louis, her hometown. She goes back to St. Louis, and the St. Louis fans go, "Yay, we got a new team back!" And the city said, "Yeah, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to bring you. We're going to put you into the Jones Stadium. We're going to give you. We're going to paint it. We're going to put down new carpeting, and we're going to do everything that's great. And we promise to keep this franchise. Now that we've lost one, we've lost a franchise. So what have we learned from losing a franchise and gaining one on a whim? It fell to them in their laps out of the blue because a crazy woman decided to punish the city of Los Angeles after 50 years of being here. So what happens? The city draws up a contract with the Rams. It's a terrible deal. They never lived up to it. And the owners said consistently.
You're talking about St. Louis now, right?
Yes. The owners in St. Louis of the Rams said consistently, "Hey, look, you've got to, you know, we moved here. Now give us
what you said.
Give us what you said you'd do." And in today's paper,
And there is the Los Angeles Times. We're broadcasting
right
from Hollywood
there, they
here.
Said, you know, we had a contract and we blew it. Yeah. Well, that's the deal.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. It's a deal that fans, again, shouldn't be mad at Stan Kroenke. They shouldn't be mad at the team. They should be mad at themselves for electing officials who never did what they said they were going to do and put it in writing.
Fred Dreyer, the politics of sports. You talk about it on this show all the time.
I always talk
about
it.
Right in front of our faces. For those of you upset in St. Louis, there it is. The politicians sold your team down the river by not doing what they said they were going to do. Thus, the Rams are out of St. Louis into Los Angeles.
And you can see how much it's like the educational system. You want to see what they think of your kids? Go to a school. You want to see what the city thinks of pro football and the fans and the support of the fans who, for the second time, got a reprieve on their painful loss of losing the football Cardinals. I played in that stadium there.
In St. Louis when you were on the Los Angeles.
Yeah, where the Cardinals
played,
yeah. and the St. Louis football Cardinals play. I played in that stadium.
What was it like?
And they had great fans there. I was played with them when I was with the Giants. Played them twice.
Okay, good.
And so the stadium was terrible. It was like playing on your driveway. You know, it's just, they put this AstroTurf in 1969 when the league was sold a bill of goods, and they're still trying to tell people, no, it's AstroTurf is just like regular grass. No, it's not. And ask all the guys who've been carted off the field.
So
now what you have is a city, and I feel for. But I don't feel for them a second time around.
Because they've done it twice, what you're saying.
They have blown it twice.
And not necessarily the people. It's the government of that city, the leaders that were supposed to
They elected officials that told them, we're going to bring football back to St. Louis because we deserve it. No, you didn't. You lost the Cardinals. You had a moronic owner. And you had a city that refused to do what was necessary to keep compliance. Here's the word. Rules and compliances. There was a compliance in the contract when the St. Louis football Cardinals were there for the city to maintain a good field and to put a bond together to raise and put a Cardinal football field and get away from sharing it with the baseball Cardinals. They didn't do that.
They didn't do it.
So they lost that team. Then Georgia comes in and gives them the Rams, and oh, she's so wonderful. So she hides. You know, she's living in a riverboat on the Mississippi, and all the fans now show up to support the team, and it performed, won a Super Bowl, was in a Super Bowl, and lost it to New England. And so it was wonderful for about 10 years, and then the last 10, 12 years, it just crumbled. And not only did that crumble, but the holes in the contract were greater than the holes in the carpet. And it was...
Wait a minute. The holes in the contract...
You heard me.
...were greater than the holes in that AstroTurf
yes,
carpet.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That moth-eaten field that they had.
Sure people
so, did you know that AstroTurf has plastic crickets?
I did not know that. Yeah, I did not know it.
Yeah. I've actually seen them.
Crickets.
So what you wind up with now is you wind up with sour milk that's misdirected. Don't direct it at the city of Los Angeles. Don't direct it at Stan Kroenke or the team. The team did what they had to do. That's the way the game goes. Direct it at those failed politicians that you people elected.
There you go. And this is it. And it's about time people look at this thing. That's what happens all over. It gets down to politic, and that's it. It's a political thing.
All you had to do to curry favor, to get the city, to get the league on their side, was to say, hey, this is the contract. We're now going to live up to it. Here's what we propose to do, and do it.
That's it.
It within the confines of the contract.
As late as a couple of years ago, or 1 year ago, they could have done all that and said, hey, here's what we're going to do, Stan. We're going to do everything we said.
They should have done it 5 years ago when they saw this train coming.
Yeah, they saw it. And when Stan Kroenke starts buying land up in Inglewood, California, well, the writing is on the wall, don't you think?
Well, that was a year and a half ago.
I know, but
I'm talking about the original stadium proposal that they breached time and time again. again, and it went over and over. And they're doing it in San Diego, where the Chargers are telling the city, "Hey, we'd like to work with you on a stadium. We'd like to stay here." Yeah. This is like 4 and 5 years ago, by the way. This is when the Padres were building a Minute Maid Field, or what the hell they call it down there.
Yeah, their
baseball team, and they could have put a field right down there next to that stadium.
They could have, yes.
And the city and the city kept jerking around about it, and finally the team said, "Hey, look it. You, whatever you think of us, this is a business. I'm not going to do what's bad for my business. And if I have to leave here, I'm going to do it." This is 3 years ago this conversation was going
on. So here's a warning shot to the city of San Diego and into Oakland, but San Diego's got a year to negotiate if they want to come to Los Angeles. And I would think if I'm the city of San Diego and I got political officials, I'd do whatever I can to keep my team in San Diego. What do you think? Otherwise, the same thing's going to happen there.
They have a year now
to do it.
They got to go back and play in San Diego Stadium, Qualcomm Park. They got to go back there and play. And what is this next year going to be like? What is Spanos going to do? Is he going to show up at every game? Is he going to go on TV? Is he going to say, "I want to work something out here. Here's what I propose"? It's like the government. Are you going to propose, you want to get rid of health care? Well, give me something that I should look at. And nobody's been doing it.
It's the weekend edition of CRN Sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer here. Thanks for joining us. And it's good that, Fred, you're bringing this up. The Rams are back in Los Angeles. San Diego has a year to work out a deal. If they don't work out that deal after a year, Oakland has a chance. We're going to continue with more of this. It's big news for football fans in the NFL right here on Fred Dreyer Sports.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch, just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones, and muffins. Plus so much more, a chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelins, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
PM Show Sports. Fred Pryor Sports Report. Every week here on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Sports Byline, I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. That Fred Dreyer, the star of Hunter, he was just in a big series, Agent X. Excellent role. You and that other guy, what was his name that was in the... Why do I have to draw a blank on his name?
I told you like five times.
I know, give it one more time.
Gerald McRaney.
Gerald McRaney. You guys were great in that show, Agent X. Sharon Stone also was the main star of the show, but it's great. And there might be, maybe you and Gerald McRaney could go on anyway. You're from all these shows. But the main thing
anyway.
You're the football legend. I was watching a game.
It's all football today.
Watching a playoff game, and there was like a safety early in the game. I think it was the Green Bay game or something. I'm going like, well, so there's already one safety. Do I call Fred? Will he be worried about his record?
I looked, I said, there's no threat there.
Two safeties. This man had two safeties in one game with different quarterbacks on the same team. No one will ever break that record. Two quarterbacks you got.
You got to get three if you're going to break it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I'm the original Sultan. Someone might
the
tie
Sultan
it at
of
some
safeties.
Point in time. You know, it's like 30. Was 1973? Was that 43 years ago?
It was a long time ago. I don't know how long it was, but I'm hoping you're instrumental now in the return of the former St. Louis Rams back to Los Angeles, where they were when they come back home and they get here. Here we're going to have the Los Angeles Rams coming up at the half hour. Your buddy David Vesse is going to be here, one of the great sports reporters. He was there for the announcements and everything. He'll have some insight.
Yeah. Speaking of. Announcements.
Yeah. Oh boy, you got one.
I think.
Really? Are you retiring?
Here's what. Are we ready? Are we set up for this?
No, not yet. He's Tomas is shaking his head. We got a big announcement coming up. You're going to play for us. We're going to have the official announcement.
Don't build it up too great.
I won't build it up.
I got to be able to deliver.
Okay. Good.
Unlike the city of.
All right, your announcement. What's your big announcement?
Unlike the city of St. Louis. Did you hear what I just said?
I heard what you said. What about your announcement? Do you have a special announcement or something? Is it?
Yeah, I'm coming out of retirement.
That's good. That's good. So, listen, you are in, and I'm not just saying this, but the show is on video, too. You can look on YouTube and check it out. Fred Dreyer's in such good shape. You could really suit up and go back and play.
I'm going to show you my
what
abs.
What are you now, 45? You're going to show me your
I'm
what?
I'm going to show you my abs.
Your abs, okay.
Yeah. And then you'll really see how good a shape
I could take. I could see abs. That'll be good. That'll be good. All right.
You
so
know,
now,
you
now,
know, you see, here's my deal. I always ask myself.
And I've heard you talk to yourself.
I've
what do you do
ask it? Myself.
Yes. What do you say?
You know. When I saw Jimmy Reese, the late great Jimmy Reese,
baseball legend Jimmy
first
Reese,
base coach for the Angels,
man,
who at 88 was in a baseball uniform.
He was great. One of the great. Gene Autry loved him. Everybody
thought,
loved Jimmy Reese.
I met him. He was a great.
He's
man.
A great guy. Jimmy
he
Reese.
Knew he was the roommate of the Babe.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
So Jimmy Reese was the roommate, and you sat on the stool.
I told you that story.
Well,
didn't
you haven't told these people that story.
No, not now. I mean, but
all
I mean,
right. But one day we're going to tell it. But
where, was,
you played at the Giants, and you saw the stool that Babe used to sit on. You sat your rear end on the very stool that Babe sat.
No, I told you that. I told you my cheeks melded with the Babe's.
We'll tell that story someday, but that's another day. So anyway, so Jimmy Reese was with the Babe.
So, my point is, I look at the old timers. You know, as you get older, I don't think people should be in sports uniforms.
You don't think they should be?
No, I don't think Jimmy Reese should have been standing at first base in a uniform.
When he's that old, you're right.
I mean, it's not flattering.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, but he was all right.
I love him. Let him be the bench coach in a suit and tie like Connie Mack.
Right.
You know, Connie Mack would sit there in a suit and tie and a vest. He had a vest on.
Looked good.
And he'd walk out to the pitcher's mound, and
legendary
it was like a guy selling
legend.
A guy insurance.
Connie Mack. I used to get him on a baseball, great baseball card. That's how old Connie Mack was.
In
when
the stadium.
I was a kid, it
how
was still
the stadium?
A baseball.
How about
great.
The stadium, that Connie Mack stadium?
It was beautiful. Okay, so 21 years, the Rams have not been in Los Angeles. They've been away in St. Louis. And so this big deal announcement comes down. Set the stage for this so we can play the announcement.
Here's what it was.
Tell
I'm
me
sitting
about
at home,
it.
And I heard... You know, news bulletins like everybody that the league had okayed the move for the St. Louis Rams to go back to Los Angeles.
Right.
So I turned on the television and looked for, you know, the news blurbs. And the, one of the blurbs I saw was the commissioner,
Roger
Goodell, standing up and
thank goodness
and saying this.
And I think today we took a big step. We have a... the return of the Los Angeles Rams to their home. We have a facility that is going to be absolutely extraordinary.
Okay.
This is it.
Now, what did he say?
He said the return of the Los Angeles Rams to their home. He used that word.
That's exactly home. Right. That's a big distinction from somebody just saying, we're going to let them move to Los Angeles.
Right.
What that means is, what's the subtext is, ladies and gentlemen, is it was always conceived that the Rams were pulled away from their home.
Can we play it one more time
play
from the top,
again.
Tomas? Can you play it from the top?
You only get that here in the Fred Rice Show.
Yeah, go ahead. Just start it, Tomas. I'm going to take that big step here from Roger Goodell. Here's his official announcement for the Rams.
And I think today we took a big step. We have the return of the Los Angeles Rams to their home.
That's it, man.
Now look,
that's it.
That's an apology. To me, that comes out as we've corrected a wrong. I never fail to have this memory when I was called by a group of people from Newport Beach to save the Rams. And I said, forget the Rams. Keep the logo here, and in 15 minutes you'll have a new team. All
so
right?
They should have kept the name
they,
here
they,
in
no,
the
No, they
logo.
Could have kept the logo,
right.
The L.A. Ram horn here. So you can't go to St. Louis and be the Rams. You can go be the Golden Arches if you want, or whatever you want. But take that woman out of here and take her business down the road.
Time
That's
out.
Fine.
Tell me about the woman. Because
no, no, no. But let right, me, I'll come back.
Okay.
I'll double back.
All right.
But
–
So now they contact me and say, you know, please be a part of this. I said, here's what you do. I said, if I come down there, here's what I'm going to say, because I'm going to be on camera. I'm going to tell them, goodbye, Georgia. Goodbye, team. Goodbye, infrastructure. See you later. And here's a message to the league. We're filing suit today to keep the Ram logo here in Los Angeles.
You were ahead of your time.
Way ahead.
Way ahead of
this. So they didn't do it.
21 years ago, you had that idea.
So the guy on the phone says, well, there's such a big – I said, you're not listening, are you? I said, I'll see you later. So the Rams move. 21 years later, they changed the uniform 17 times. When they show up the last game of the season in St. Louis in a mustard uniform.
Oh, boy.
I said, that's
that
it.
Was it.
That's
that was
it for
it.
Me. I said, I got to talk to Stan Kroenke.
No mustard uniform.
And get somebody to wake up and stop screwing around with the brand. You know, there's another thing I could go off on for another 15 minutes, and I'm not going to do it, is that all of these people are so desperate to sell merchandising of Celtics,
Lakers,
Dodgers.
They change the
Dodgers.
Uniforms
they
all the time.
They keep changing
the retro
things.
This.
We're going to have a black Dodger hat with a black LA that's off-center on the
I
hat.
I want blue.
All of this stuff. I don't want that. I don't want my franchise. They have UCLA football, all black uniforms, black helmets.
Where's the blue?
And they have a UCLA on the side that you cannot see.
That's true.
You can't see it. And so I'm saying, if I'm Dan Guerrero, and I'm not, I wish I were, you know, that president's going to get a phone call, or is going to give a phone call to Dan Guerrero. He's going to get it. He's going to say, if I see that uniform again, you are fired. Why? You are destroying a logo.
And what about the Padres and their camouflage uniforms? I mean, what is it,
well,
duck hunting
salute.
Season?
That's a salute to the military.
Is it really?
It's a military town. That's right.
All right.
I'll buy that.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't either, but I like it.
Traditional,
but I like it.
It's too weird.
I know, but they don't wear it every day. So my point in all of this is the Rams have a logo, and it's very important. The L.A. Rams now moving here will only be as great as the vision of Stan Kroenke.
Right.
And if you don't say, I got two uniforms, an all-white one on the road and a blue with white pants and a Ram helmet on the top. And if that's it, that's my uniform. I don't want to see anything else.
I'm with you. I'm a traditional, and this is what they should do when they bring them back here. That is what should be the uniform when they come back to Los Angeles.
And here's the other thing they should do.
What's that?
Stan Kroenke should say the opening game, get as many ex-LA Ram, not St. Louis Ram guys.
LA
Ram guys, and bring them down on the 50-yard line and just say, welcome home, Rams.
You'll show up, right?
Well, I'll show up along with all my friends.
Yeah.
All the guys that were there that played with the Los Angeles. I don't care how far back you want to go. We got guys that played, you know, in the 30s, I mean, in the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah.
Bring them back from 1946 all the way up to 1994.
That's what I would do. What a great opener that would be.
Yeah, and you say, welcome back. You have
Can
to
I go
do
as
something.
Your plus one?
Yes, of
Thank
course.
You.
We'll
Thank
get you a uniform. We'll get
Thank
you a midget uniform.
Thank you so much.
It's like,
you know, the undersized helmet that just sits on top of your head.
Just like a kid.
It's like a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah,
you know?
Just, that's all I want.
Fill it with ice cream when it's
I'd
over.
Be like the ball boy or something.
It's like Farrell's ice cream.
Yeah, Mr.
There's
Dryer.
A helmet with some vanilla ice cream in it.
Yeah, Mr. Dryer.
And so what you wind up doing is you ingratiate yourself with the fan.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
It's a great promo.
They should start doing this now. So where are they playing next year?
In the Coliseum.
What?
In the Los Angeles Coliseum.
More tradition. I would go with it. I would go with what you're talking
Where
about.
Where else are they going to play? On the street?
Well, they could go to the Rose Bowl.
They don't want them there.
No.
They don't want them there. They don't want them at Dodger Stadium. They don't want them at Anaheim Stadium.
Yeah, they don't want them. Come on. That's where they're going.
It's already been okayed. Don't worry about it.
Get the security guards out.
Well, remember Harvey, little Harvey, the little short guy with the cigar?
Yeah.
He used to patrol the sidelines. He was a real SOB.
Was he?
Yeah. I came out there, and I'm in uniform, and I'm standing on the sideline ready to go in, and when the ball turns over, and he comes up next to me and says, he pulls the cigar out of his mouth, and he says, hey, just stand back there a little bit.
Behind the line right there.
And I said, you want me to throw you out on the field?
They used to have those guys at Dodger Stadium in the stands, you know, get behind the line. Now they just don't care anymore.
Hey, listen.
After that management team is there at the Dodgers, you can stand anywhere you want to now.
Hey, listen. We've got you-know-who coming up.
David Vasse is standing by. This guy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when we do an introduction and we mention and we address you as ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a great here, David Vasse. He is a genius behind the Dodgers. He is a sports reporter extraordinaire. He's been with the Dodgers as a reporter. He's been with ESPN. He has done Dodger Talk. He has produced many great talk shows. He's been a host himself, and he's a personal friend of yours.
I love David.
He'll take my call once in a while when I'm at spring training.
When I tell him to take your call, you'll
and he'll call and say, I'm really busy, Mike, but it's good to talk to you. And then he hangs the phone up.
Mike who?
Exactly. But he's our guest coming up.
He's coming up. He's going to have a lot of fun. He's got a lot of things to say.
All right, he was there. He'll give you a little
bit. I hope he's sober.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have really pure water? Maybe not if you're drinking bottled water. Bottled water has some dirty little secrets. Plastic bottles come from oil products. The 5-gallon polycarbonate jugs contain bisphenol A, a synthetic estrogen that has raised health concerns. Bottled water dispensers quickly develop algae and bacteria and should be sanitized regularly. Have you ever cleaned your water dispenser? Are you drinking water containing algae and bacteria and synthetic estrogen? Now the good news. Pure Water Science can replace that dirty, outdated bottled water cooler with a high-tech water purification system. The Pure Water Science system features a stainless steel tank that constantly monitors water quality to guarantee your water is pure. It alerts you when service or filter changes are needed. Multi-stage purification removes organic and inorganic contaminants, and the patented self-sanitizing feature eliminates algae and bacteria while adding oxygen to your water. It costs less than bottled water without the bottled water hassle. No more bottles to lift. Just sanitize delicious water, hot or cold, from Pure Water Science. Call 818-502-4191. 818-502-4191.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
AJ here from the Tee It Up Radio Network. Each week, we cover the world of golf for you. Celebrating 18 years, Tee It Up continues to bring you fresh inside-the-ropes reporting and one-on-ones with Hollywood's most passionate golfers. So stay in the know with the Tee It Up show, Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, live right here on CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
Catch the gang from Tee It Up on CRN 1, Sundays, 6 to 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Sports Weekend Edition, CRN Digital Talk Radio Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the Sultan of Safeties is here, Fred Dreyer, former Los Angeles Ram, once again a Los Angeles Ram. Joining us now, here's the guy I'm telling you, he works local radio at KLAC 570 in Los Angeles. He's worked with the Dodgers, Major League Baseball Network, reporter, ESPN. He has worked there, and he's now coming to you on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm talking about the one and only David Vasse. David, welcome.
I'm honored to be on with you guys, especially Mike Horn. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you so much, Fred David. Dreyer.
David, don't no, remember. No, Mike, oh, come on.
Mike, you know, it's special for you to see XM today after a historic night last night where his Rams are back in Los Angeles. Our Rams are back in Los Angeles.
It's about time. It's about time we got him back. That's all I got to say, David. It is good. So were you there for the announcement? Can you fill us in a little bit?
Yeah, I was in Houston. I just landed about a couple hours ago, and what took place there was about four.
Hey, we're losing David here on the phone. David, are you there? I think we're getting a little cell phone connection problem. Are you there? Yeah, we lost him.
He'll call back.
Yeah, we'll call him back.
We'll call him back.
Put him on hold, Tomas. Talk to him, see if you can get him. But we lost David. There's fans of St. Louis are already jamming David Vasse's phone conversation.
He's no doubt under fire somewhere.
Yeah, under fire. He's probably behind enemy lines right now.
He's probably crawled under a taxi cab to get away from
exactly
bullets.
So anyway, we'll get
so,
to David.
So, but you know what we're going to get is we're going to get a Stan Kroenke who's going to come in here and is going to be very, very gracious. And I'm always looking for how people enter into a new area. This is not just coming into a new area like St. Louis. This is coming in with a team that's been here before, and it didn't treat its customers very well. The ownership of the National Football League franchise, L.A. Rams, never treated the fans very well.
This was Georgia Frontier.
This is a new opportunity for a new owner to come back to a city that had this team before. So it's critical how he enters this city this time.
Exactly. It's going to be the thing. And you played for Georgia Frontier. Who would go from the number 2 market to the number 37 market? How can you make any – you make
well,
more money.
Just threw a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do with these people? You know, it's
temper tantrums don't work. And a lot of that, everybody in
St. Louis. Well, she was so difficult. You really couldn't talk to her about anything. She couldn't reason. And she was frightened to death, stayed inside all the time.
All right, David Vasse is back with us here. David, are you there?
I apologize, guys. I guess where I left off, where I got cut off, is
yes.
Basically the best decision Goodell made yesterday was to have the owners vote via a secret ballot because there were so many backroom deals that owners had made with Spanos to try to earmark that Carson project, even though they knew Inglewood was so much better and superior. That Goodell decided to go with a secret ballot to get rid of all of that, and we saw the results—a landslide, 30-2 vote.
Well,
smart move.
I think Goodell saw the business model that Kroenke had so very well researched, and that was the location, the land, the building was going to be taken away from the league. There's no burden there, and he brought to the league a great money-making business model.
Pardon the pun, but a good Goodell decision. Correct?
A good Goodell decision.
You're right, David.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Steve Tisch, the owner of the Giants, I caught up with him in the hotel lobby yesterday, and he's an L.A. resident himself and has lived here for the last 44 years. And he thought that this is the best deal that could have the best outcome for Los Angeles and really the best outcome for the owners as well because they're going to benefit as well getting that relocation money. And when the Chargers, which I think everybody believes they will budge – and make a partnership with Stan Kroenke, the other owners are going to get upwards of $1 billion in relocation fees.
Whoa.
Well, you know, Steve Tisch was a producer many years ago, and when I was still playing for the Rams in 1980, I did a movie for NBC. It was a two-part movie.
Steve Tisch produced that?
He produced it. It was called Star Maker.
Wow.
And so I did a movie for Steve Tisch when he was a producer here in town.
That's great.
Yeah, and he was a very nice guy from what I remember. I haven't seen him since then, but since then, you know, his family, the Tisch family.
Maybe not only bring you back to welcome back the Rams, but maybe we could re-release that film. What do you think, David Vasse, the great Fred Dreyer starring in Star Maker one more time?
I beat up. This would never get made today.
What did you beat up?
I beat up Melanie Griffith.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I want to see it now.
You talk about Ray Rice.
Wait a second now. Hold on.
Have you seen her lately? She looks like she's been beat up.
Take it easy, Dave.
Hey. Give me a drum. Give me a drum thing.
Yeah, we don't have any more drum rolls. So Moss has to get them for
you. This is some produced show. Well, anyway, so the beauty of all this is, Dave, is that I think the best kept secret is that Kroenke doesn't want a partner.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought I was a little surprised, and I think everybody else was, because everybody was trying to fish for information while the owners were in that room. I think it was pretty revealing to hear that Kroenke did offer a partnership or the choice of being a tenant in his Inglewood Stadium. Now, what we don't know is how much of a partnership has he offered.
That's the deal. That's the deal.
A limited partnership, and maybe that's why Dean Spanos
wanted to be a 50-50 partner in that deal, and Spanos isn't at risk.
Well, they were kind of going to be 50-50, Oakland and St. Louis, when the Carmen policy
put that together, the Carson thing,
so he's probably trying to get that same deal, but I don't think that's going to happen.
He's the one that's at risk, exactly. not anybody else.
Yep.
So
all his money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Chargers have a year to figure it out. They got to go back and play at Qualcomm Park, which is going to be very awkward for everybody. And
they do have that choice until January 2017, but the league put a shorter term as far as decision making on playing in Los Angeles. They have until March, the next owners' meetings, to decide whether or not they're going to play in Los Angeles in 2016. So if they decide that they want to still go forward with the Inglewood project, they could still do that after playing out the 2016 season in San Diego. But they have to make a decision by March whether or not they're going to play as well in the Coliseum with the Rams.
So this coming March, you're talking about in a couple of months?
Yeah, in a couple of months.
Okay, so what do you guys think is going to happen? First, you, Fred Dreyer, then David Vasse.
Well, according to that, I think this. Money speaks. And the Chargers are going to get awfully wealthy making the move.
If they're going to get the money,
they're not going to lose fan support.
Because they can drive up, right?
Because they can drive up, because they drive down right now.
Exactly.
So I think as a business deal, I think it benefits the Chargers. I don't think there's any love lost between the city of San Diego and Spanos.
And David Vasse, your thoughts?
Fred's exactly right. There's already reports being leaked out that the league is willing to lower the Chargers' relocation fee if they do decide to go to Stan Kroenke in Inglewood. So Fred's exactly right. The Chargers are just using all of this as leverage to try to drive down the price for relocating to Los Angeles. And I think also another aspect is that maybe the Chargers wanted the Rams to get their shine yesterday, the excitement of Los Angeles for the Rams, and then maybe at a later date in March, they can have their own day of moving to Los Angeles. And with the 24/7 news cycle, obviously they want to save that and savor that for themselves when they move or make it official that they're moving to Los Angeles. That's my speculation.
Yeah, that's right. I would be surprised that if the Chargers go into this coming season playing in San Diego. I think come March, they're going to have to say yes or no, we want to play the 16 season in the Coliseum.
And a lot of people don't know this. Maybe they forget. But as a youngster, the Chargers started in Los Angeles. They were the Los Angeles Chargers. Can we bring Sid Gilman back for a radio show?
You know how good those uniforms were?
The Charger uniforms, yes.
They were the best.
And that's what they should bring back. If
I remember reading the Herald Examiner sports page. It might have been Mel Dersleg. But I remember reading the sports page and a picture of Sid Gilman in his little football coaching outfit kneeling down with a football
yep.
and said, "Chargers, come to town." And I said, "Chargers? That's kind of like a takeoff on the Rams, isn't it?"
Yeah, Chargers,
Rams. And, but when I saw the color photograph, I was 14 years old, when I saw the color photograph of that uniform, it just – I fell in love with it.
Uniforms. David Vasse, you do baseball all the time now. You do all sports. You agree with Fred Dreyer and myself that this, trying to sell these uniforms a little overdone with all these different retro uniforms and Brooklyn uniforms and all these kind of things so people will buy more different hats and all that kind of stuff?
I agree, but fans are buying them, and that really brings me to what I want to see.
What do you want to see?
For the Rams to go back to the blue and gold. They've got to just leave that. What they have right now, St. Louis.
Exactly right. If they have the guts to bring a St. Louis Ram uniform back to L.A., they'll burn the place down. You cannot be this.
You cannot be this
freaking stupid. It has to be the 1959 L.A. Ram blue and gold, and it has to have the helmet, the Ram helmet,
where the
horns meet in the middle.
I'm liking horns.
You have to have it.
You have to have it. I also said last night, Fred, after you were on the show, I really believe that they've just got to pretend like the last 21 years in St. Louis didn't happen. And nobody cares in L.A. about that Super Bowl championship. Nobody cares about Kurt Warner or Isaac Bruce or any of those guys.
No.
Wait a second. David Vasse, last night when Fred was on the show, what show was that?
His show.
The Rams coming to Los Angeles supplanted Dodgers.
Fred was on there, and I guess
maybe there's
a note here.
Hard to find you, Mike.
I didn't get a call from David Vasse.
You know how many times, David, I text Mike, and he's in the backyard with his feet, in the pool.
It was a good show. Yeah. Well, you preempted Dodger talk for Ram talk. This is good. Hey, this is going to be a whole new radio thing, too, David Vasse and Fred Dreyer, because they got to put together broadcast rights and all this stuff. This is a big deal for radio broadcasting in Los Angeles.
This is a very big deal. This is
a lot of jobs are going to be created, not only for everybody in Inglewood, but also in the broadcasting world. And everybody's buzzing on how that's going to work out. And to that point, too, another plus for the NFL is that this stadium in Inglewood is going to house their own network. The NFL Network will have their hub at that Inglewood Stadium site for free.
That's part of the old. That's part of the business model.
I'm going to go out on the real limb and say you, Fred Dreyer, should be in the freaking broadcast booth for the Rams.
Well, they have people.
He should run the team. He should be the GM.
I should be the assistant to the president on uniforms and field play.
More than that, you've got a pretty good insight into what's going on and basic building blocks of tackling and things that are missing. If you put some of your ideas in there, you might get a winning team. The Rams have not looked too good in the last few seasons.
Well, you know, they do have to win. It comes down to that. But I always find this to be true. A bedside manner, if the owners come into the town the right way, give the fans the right uniform, don't even mention the word St. Louis. You know, even when the Cardinals come to town, don't even mention anything about St. Louis and present the team back into the city as if it never left and give the people some respect and let them enjoy these next 3 years at the Coliseum, and like it was in the old days, it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great time for Rams.
David Vasse, how do we follow you on Twitter and get everybody to start to taking a look at what you're doing?
Yeah, you could follow me at @TheReal_DV. That's where you could see a lot of pictures because I can't speak or talk very well or write very well. So pictures tells the story.
The Real are the @TheReal_DV for David Vasse. You're on Facebook.com/David Vasse, and that's VASSEGH.
That's
if you want to get it there. We love you, buddy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks,
come in
Dave.
Studio with us, will you?
I'll come in studio before spring training.
Thanks, buddy.
And then I'll call you during spring training. You can ignore me again, okay?
Only if Fred says I could pick up.
Okay, that's good. David Vasse, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
you're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury, if so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
Weekend Sports with Fred Dreyer. Welcome back. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Final segment here. The legendary actor, the legendary sports figure. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts, Fred.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to thank David Vesse for taking the time out to call in. His busy schedule. He's all over the place.
He'll be with us here.
For baseball, we'll have a lot of laughs with Dave.
He's working with the Dodgers now.
Yeah, he's working with the Dodgers now. But I'll just say this. The Rams are back. They have an opportunity here now to really create history. They have the opportunity to – the history of knowing what this team was and what it meant to L.A. They've been away for a while. They got a new owner. Now they have an opportunity to really think it through.
Yep.
And there's no excuse to make blunders. You can't make a blunder about the history of this team, the ex-players that used to play for this team, the uniforms, the presentation, how you deal with the press, how you deal with the fan base. And you have to really think it through, and I sure hope Stan Kroenke does that. He appears so far to be a pretty good owner, and I can only say that he has a great opportunity to do it the right way. And when Carol Rosenblum passed in April of 79, everybody was heartbroken by that, and that's when the franchise began to take a turn for the worst of what happened.
Yep.
Now they're back, and we have an opportunity to start all over again, and I'm thrilled by it. I'm very excited for the great Ram fans. I'm excited for myself and all my Ram buddies who we talk about this all the time. What a shame it was what happened. We go, we press down, we go onward and upward, and I'm looking forward to see what happens.
All right, and if you want to follow Fred Dreyer, who is tweeting a lot these days, follow him on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Yes, I'm presently in a tweeting hailstorm.
Are you?
Yeah. They're just, people are just bombarding me, and I love it, and I try to answer them as much as I possibly can.
Fred underscore Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And that's our show. If you miss anything, go on to the website at crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Final words from Fred Dreyer.
Listen, folks, Rams are back. It's time to rejoice. Get out there and drive safely, and we'll see you next time.